The House of Representatives held its final session of the 107th Congress today, and while lawmakers accomplished the main order of business, approving some technical changes to the Homeland Security bill, they did not act on another pending issue, extending unemployment benefits that are due to expire 3 days after Christmas. House Republican leaders say they'll deal with the expired jobless benefits when they come back in January for the 108th Congress. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Only a handful of lawmakers showed up for the last act of this lame duck session, a voice vote okay that sends the Homeland Security bill to the president's desk for his signature on Monday. But Michigan Democrat Sander Levin pointed out that this was also the last chance for the House to take action on legislation the Senate sent over before adjourning earlier this week. It would prolong for another 3 months the 13-week extensions of unemployment benefits that Congress approved last March.
The bill's at the desk. All it takes is the non-objection of the majority, and the bill that passed unanimously on a bipartisan basis through the Senate would become law.
But outgoing Republican Majority Leader Dick Armey made it clear the Senate-passed extension was going nowhere in the House. That brought this lament from the newly elected House Democratic Whip, Maryland's Steny Hoyer.
When this House adjourns sine die tonight, or today, if that is the course of action we pursue, that bill will die. It will no longer be available to us. And on December 28th, the unemployment extension will end. 800,000 people will go off the roll.
Hoyer added that another 90,000 jobless would lose those extended benefits every succeeding week. But Majority Leader Armey, who's retiring at the end of this Congress, said he was confident the Republican-controlled 108th Congress won't neglect the unemployed.
I profoundly believe that the next opportunity that this body will have to address this issue would be in reconvening the body in its new session of Congress.
And speaking from his Louisiana home district, Republican Jim McCrary questioned the urgency of renewing the additional unemployment benefits.
Frankly, the extended benefits program is there for emergency use in times of high unemployment, and we are not in a time of high unemployment. The unemployment rate is 5.7%. It wasn't too long ago that most economists were talking about 6% unemployment being maximum employment in the economy.
But the 5.7% unemployment rate is the same as it was when the unemployment benefits were first extended last spring. Mark Zandi, chief economist at economy.com, said it's just as hard now as it was then for the unemployed to find work.
The economy is struggling to maintain growth, and it's certainly not growing enough to create any jobs. There's just as many industries that are firing people as are hiring them. And the job market's going nowhere. It's a very difficult environment.
By threatening to hold up final passage of the Homeland Security bill, Wisconsin Democrat David Obie today tried to force the House to deal with the lapsing unemployment benefits. But in the end, he backed down, saying there was no use hoping such a maneuver would change the minds of the Republican leadership.
I guess the congressional slogan would be, have a worried Christmas and an unhappy New Year.
Republicans say despite the December 28th cutoff, unemployment benefits will likely keep flowing until early January when Congress reconvenes. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.